Time now for Conversations with Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment comes from the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're inviting you to join our local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress today. You can go to their website, carolinachamber.org, if you want to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership. It is Thursday, so we're talking Chapel Hill, continuing to fill in for Mayor Pam Heminger as she is in the election cycle. And today we have on head of communications for the town of Chapel Hill and, of course, WCHL alum, Rand Northam. Rand, how are you?
Doing very well. It's good to be back. Yeah. Thanks for having me, Brayden.
Absolutely. Always great for when you stop in. And I'm afraid that our topics are not exactly the most exciting to talk about, and certainly not the most happy. Our community here in Chapel Hill over the last few days has been really shaken, I think it's fair to say, by the two suicides reported on UNC campus. And I know that is UNC, but there's so much connection between the university and the town government. And I saw that the town government did share kind of a message and some mental health resources to the community earlier this week, kind of in the wake of that. So I'm hoping that you can talk a little bit about that and, you know, what the town's approach is when something like this happens to the university community.
Absolutely. Well, we launched the Spread Kindness, Not Illness campaign at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. And that was really to talk about the fact that COVID-19 or any viruses, any illnesses, they are not within borders, and they're not caused by any one race. They're not, they're going to go and attack people equally. And so we really focused on the need to spread kindness, the need to be kind to one another, and remember that we're all in this together. And so when we thought of these terrible tragedies that took place over the weekend, we thought, well, that just continues with that campaign, is that we all need to spread kindness. And I think even more so recently, the saying has been thrown around of, you know, be kind to the people you see because you never know what that person might be going through. And that is even more true now, because the stress and the anxiety that people have been feeling over the last year and a half plus has just been heightened even more so. So we all really do have to look out for each other and remember the resources that we have. I think we want to, unfortunately, just recently, September was Suicide Prevention Month. And, you know, that comes around every year. But that, in the same way, is not confined to any borders of months. We have to think of those sorts of things all the time and watch out for people. As I was talking with Kristen Prelip with the Orange County Health Department, we talked a little bit about, you know, what resources are out there and the things that are necessary. She pointed me to that website, and we've got that listed on our website when we put out that news release. But I think the thing that struck me the most was what the health department has listed and how you can, it's their Be the One To campaign. And it's be the one to ask the tough questions, to watch out for one another, to keep following up, all those sorts of things. And I think what really hit me, and this is more of a personal interpretation of it, was to really be direct. It's hard to go up to someone and say, are you thinking about killing yourself? Mm-hmm. But you might have that feeling from somebody. You might get that vibe. And to be direct that way opens the door for that person to be direct back to you and shows that you are really serious about that question mm-hmm. that you're asking. It's a tough one to ask, but it might be an important one. It's about connecting people to resources right now. I've heard multiple times from multiple areas that the Suicide Prevention Lifeline has outstanding resources, whether you're somebody who is in need or you know of somebody in need or you just want to talk because you're concerned about a friend, call that number and figure out what you need to bridge that gap and to help one another out, because it's so important right now. We're really seeing that need in our community.
Absolutely, and that line available 24/7 as well, which is good to know, because a lot of the discussion also happening in the wake of this on Carolina's campus seems to be, well, we're not entirely sure that the resources the university has are going to be able to handle the breadth of this mental health crisis that's happening. not just on UNC campus, of course, but all college students experiencing it. So, that's why we want to share these messages in general, of course, about the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, but also what resources Orange County has available to locally. So if you want to be sure to check those out, you can go to townofchapelhill.org as well as orangecountync.gov as places to see them.
That's right. We have those links right there on our website. It's actually in the news section of our website. But really, be kind to one another and reach out. If you think, even if you don't think somebody needs it, just reach out and ask them, because that's a very easy thing to keep bottled up. And that's what really ends up hurting us all, is when we bottle it up. But have those conversations. If you walk away and both people say, you know what, no, I'm really doing okay, there's nothing hurt by having that conversation.
We're speaking with Rand Northam, who's the Director of Communications for the town of Chapel Hill, filling in on conversations with the mayors. Let's talk about something else that is happening around town right now. And we've talked, I think, recently with the town of Hillsborough about this, too. And I know it's something that probably every single local government, not just in Orange County, but across the state and country, probably wants to do, which is get more folks involved in advisory boards and commissions. And this is something that I think when the town, you see it maybe in a newsletter, you see it on the website, it might not necessarily jump out to you. But we wanted to cover this today because, as we've heard from other elected officials and people in local government, this is kind of one of the best ways to help serve the community. So can you share a little bit about what advisory boards and commissions are open right now for the town of Chapel Hill?
Sure. So we've got something like close to 20 boards and commissions at the town of Chapel Hill. And right now, I was just counting before I came over here, it looks like we've got about 23 vacancies. Not all of the boards have openings right now. I know the Community Policing Advisory Board Community Policing Advisory Committee has the most vacancies right now. And that one was discussed through the Reimagining Community Safety Task Force looking at what that commission is going to be doing. But that's just one for an example. There are multiple boards and commissions with openings. These, again, advise the town council on a number of different issues and quite often very important issues that come. And so the boards and commissions can really dive deeper on these individual issues, and then the town council can get that advice from these boards and commissions and make that decision that they need to do. You might meet one or two times per month. They're all virtual right now. We're definitely virtual through the end of October, and then decisions are going to be made for November. You would serve as on a three-year term, and it's very easy to go on and apply. Just go to townofchapelhill.org/boards, and then look through, find the vacancy, hit the apply button, and I just looked at the application before coming over. It's really not really that long. You can also, too, if you've already applied and you want to be considered again, you can contact us, let us know. We'll reactivate that application so you don't have to fill that out again.
Absolutely. And again, we were kind of talking about this, how you help the town. But I'm curious, what does serving on these boards and commissions do in terms of helping the community members? What would be the town's pitch for why they should also help try and get folks to sign up for this?
Well, absolutely. This is a very passionate community. We know people are passionate about the things that they believe in the community and the things they want to see done. You can have a hand in shaping your community. You can help steer where you want your community to go. It's also a great networking opportunity. You can get to meet new people, see new faces, put your name out there if you want to do that too. You can build your resume up. We do have childcare and transportation available if needed. Of course, that's not as big of a deal and probably not a big deal at all while we're virtual, hopefully. But I'm sure we'll be getting back to in-person meetings here in the not-so-distant future. We can all hope that the Delta variant is gone for good and we can see these numbers coming down and get back in person. But we do have those available for people as well. But it's really about shaping your community. If you're passionate about this community, which we know many people are, then this is the way to get involved directly.
Well, once again, if that sounds like something that you'd be interested in out there, townofchapelhill.org/boards is the website to go to. We're speaking with Rand Northam of the town of Chapel Hill. We've got a couple more minutes here before we need to wrap up, Rand, and it seems like we are in the thick of fall right now, even if the weather is a little bit on the warm side, and there's tons of stuff happening around the downtown and around the community in general. What are some events coming up this weekend that you want to flag? I know we've got Festival that we've been talking about here on the air. What should people know about that?
Yeah, Festival, it's an arts market and more this year. There's three opportunities. It kicks off tomorrow at 4 o'clock on Henderson Street, so that's the first time. Live music, lots of offerings for all ages, arts. We'll have vendors set up there to peruse their items. It sounds like a great time. Community Arts and Culture is really doing great stuff there. And then if you can't make it out tomorrow, two more times, Saturday the 23rd, and then Saturday on the 30th as well. Those will both be on Franklin Street. And really looking forward to kicking that off. There's also a firefighter bash going on tomorrow. This was one a few we lost Jimmy Lambert a few years ago. That was the funds that were raised at our first annual Firefighters Bash actually went to help some of the cost. Of course, he lost his wife before he died.
That's right.
To cancer as well. And so their two sons were left with, you know, of course, probably mountains of bills, and they're not even 15 yet. So just thinking about our firefighters, they're doing another bash. It's the second annual, though I think it's been removed by some time because of COVID. So that's going at the 140 West Plaza tomorrow on Franklin Street as well. And just come out. There's music, events, all kinds of things too, and then you can help the firefighters fund too in case any other firefighters get in that kind of a bind.
Absolutely, and that's just happening tomorrow. That's not even talking about we've got football on the weekend and right. A special like downtown tailgate that's happening, that's being done by the Downtown Chapel Hill Partnership. All kinds of things happening around the town. So if you want to check them out, once again, townofchapelhill.org, the website to go to. Rand Northam, thanks so much for stopping by. It was great having you.
Thank you for having me.